Sunday, because it's time for all the boys and girls to be at home and to get ready for bed. And we know that because it is Sunday, everyone is home and there was no school or work, and you were just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. Now, the family tradition has always been with mommies, daddies, grandma, nana, grandfather, Poppy, aunts and uncles, babysitter, and people who just care, and making bedtime fun for you. Now, whether you're sucking from a bottle or drinking from a cup, we're going to have some fun while you're up.
Oh, yes, we are going to have some fun. The boys and girls, mommies and daddies, are you sleepy yet? Are your eyes still open? Are you coming from the ocean? Like my brothers and sisters and my friends, right where I live in my environment, because I'm a starfish.
Right. Now, can you look at that, boys and girls, just like you, asking all kinds of questions? Well, another person that's asking questions is our very own friend, Starfish, and she's drifted our way.
That's me. Yes. My seashores have lots of boys and girls with umbrellas and tents, so I spend a lot of time in the water. Just make sure I know, boys and girls, you've spent a lot of time, because in the sunny rays of the summer, many people go to the beach, go to the pool, but you always have to be careful that you know, make sure you know how to swim. And if you don't know how to swim, little boys and girls, you have little floaties to help you get around.
And, of course, because it is really hot and there's something that you don't need any sunscreen.
No, but my human friends definitely do need sunscreen, because those rays can be very dangerous.
I want to thank you, boys and girls, and moms and dads, and grandpa, and Nana, and aunts and uncles. I want to thank you again for letting us come to your really cozy home, because that's the place that you let yourself be free. You dream and play. And, of course, when you do that, you find out, what kinds of things would I want to be?
Well, Anjul, when you talk about dreaming and playing, it reminds me of all the fun adventures I have with my friends down under. And actually, one time I tried to play with a school of fish, and it was actually very, very fun. I met new people and just different types of, just like how you meet people from different cultures, they lived in a whole different environment. But we still shared great times, and we like the same things.
Oh, wow.
So even though I was able to play with them, eventually, unfortunately, they had to go back and stay with their teacher. And
right.
We parted our way.
Right. Oh, and going back to school, letting a lot of your friends go, and not being able to have friends to play with because you're still in the ocean, but they're going back home to go back to sleep.
Yeah, they have to go. I'm sorry, Andrew, what were you saying?
Oh, I was saying that they have to leave and go back to sleep and get prepared for going to school.
Exactly. And I know everyone is probably used to that everyday routine that they've been going through all summer, and they met new friends at camp, new friends in sleepaway camp and camping trips. So it was definitely different when you had to come back home, get back to your everyday routine, do your homework, brush your teeth, go to bed. So sometimes you sort of miss your friends that you had before.
Oh, yeah, that always does happen. It definitely does happen. And we are so thrilled that we're able to come to you and share with you another bright day and talk about going to school. Now, one of the things that we're also happy with is that you're joining us at Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories again. And if for those of you who have never come to the station before, I want to thank you and welcome you for joining us, because you're going to be so glad that you did. And I wonder, are you sleepy yet?
Are you sleepy?
Well, not quite yet. I'm still wide, wide awake. And because of that, let's read this story called "And Getting Ready to Go to School." And if you've gone to school, because some of you probably have already done at least a week or even maybe 2 weeks of school, and you are just now adjusting. So sometimes you might have "The Worst Day of My Life Ever." Now, that's a book that was written by Julia Cooks, and the publishing company is the Boys Town Press. So it's "The Worst Day of My Life Ever." Have you ever had something like that, Starfish?
Yes, I had. It's something I try not to remember, but sometimes it's pretty bad. But then my mommy or daddy or sisters or friends, they talk to me about it and cheer me up.
Well, that's good. And that's really good to be able to have friends or to be able to have parents or teachers that come right out there and tell you what to be able to do. But you know, the reason why we're here is because it's called Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hour, which means that you have to have a certain amount of sleep while you're a child and while you are an adult. It doesn't really matter whether you're just a baby or become all grown up just like your Nana or Poppy. And each stage, you need different hours of sleep. Now, did you know that a baby needs more sleep than a toddler or a preteen or a teenager or an adult? Did you know that?
No. I never knew that.
Right. It's probably a little bit different in the sea, because we're probably wondering, does the fish in the sea ever go to sleep? They look like they're up all the time because they don't have the same thing that we have.
That's true, but I do remember seeing babies taking many naps. Every time I see a baby, they're either taking naps or eating.
Right, and fish don't have eyelids, so they look like they're awake all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. No wonder babies are sleeping all the time. So what about if you're 3 to 6 years old?
Well, before you even get to that, let's talk a little bit about a baby. Because you probably are wondering, boys and girls out there, that when your mom brings the newborn home, that it seems like the baby sleeps all the time. Well, you probably are right, because they sleep about 12 to 18 hours a day. And when they get from 1 to 3, they need about 12 to 14. And since there's how many hours in the day, Starfish?
24.
Right, which means that it does seem like they sleep all the time, especially if you sleep 18 hours. But you have to do that because your brain is just like any other part of you. It needs exercise, and you've got to give it rest. And so that's why it needs the proper amount of sleep.
Oh, now I get it. Wow, that is a lot of sleep, but they certainly need it. So, my question, I almost forgot. What about if you're 3 to 6 years old?
Well, then you need about 10 to 12 hours of sleep. And when you get 7 to 12, you need 10 hours of sleep. And, of course, when you become an adult, you need about 8 hours of sleep. And I don't know if a lot of you outdoors, a lot of you parents outside here, get that amount of sleep. But you need that many hours to be bright and energetic and have lots of ideas coming into your head because you're well-rested and you're energized.
That is certainly true. That sort of, unfortunately, reminds me of lots of sleep. That reminds me of the day that I had one of my worst days. Should we go into that book, or should we read it after?
Oh, why don't we, I would love to be able to start to get to that, but maybe let me see. I think that we should start the worst day of my life ever.
Yeah. All righty.
Not just a little bit, but the worst day. Okay, let's start.
Here we go, boys and girls. The worst day of my life. My name is RJ, and today I had the worst day of my life ever. When I woke up, there was gum stuck in my hair.
RJ, I told you not to go to bed with gum in your mouth.
I was late getting to school because I missed the bus.
RJ, I told you the bus always comes at 8:15.
I didn't get to go to morning recess because I got caught running in the hallway. I was just trying to get to class on time.
RJ, I told you before, don't run in the halls.
Then I got sent to the principal's office for wearing my favorite hat to school. I was trying to cover up the gum that was in my hair.
RJ, I told you before, don't wear hats in school.
When I finally got back home from school, I decided to make pancakes, but I accidentally, not on purpose, made a big mess in the kitchen.
And RJ, I told you yesterday, because you got zeros on your math papers, because I told you to do all the odds instead of the evens. You got a zero.
Oh, gosh. My mom got so angry at me, and I started to cry. Then I told her about the worst day of my life ever.
I know, because your friends got mad at you because you kicked the ball to the goal on the other side. And RJ, we told you to kick this way.
That's funny. My teacher said the same exact thing. And she also told me that listening and following instructions was something that I couldn't do. The truth is, I hear what people say most of the time, but instructions are so boring and listening is hard. I think it's more fun when I am in charge.
Well, hearing people talk and listening carefully to what they have to say are two different things. And everyone in the world has to learn how to follow instructions, even you.
Well, later that night, I went to bed. I found a lot about my mom at bed. The last thing I wanted was another bad day. I guess I should listen to what others say. If I follow instructions and I do what I'm told, I'll stay out of trouble until I get old.
Now, one of the things that you have to do are things. You have to really listen to someone that is that you need to do. Now, but this is what you do, RJ. Now, look at me. Now, look right at the person who was talking to you. Please do not speak until she is through. Show that you've heard what she's trying to say by nodding your head and saying, okay. Now, when you need to follow instructions, this is what you should do. Look right at the person who is talking to you. Say okay to the person as soon as he's through. Do what you've been asked and do it right now. When you're finished, check back with him. Now you know how. RJ, if you had listened more carefully, you would have remembered me telling you that the bus comes at 8:15. If you had listened more carefully, you would have been on time for school, and you wouldn't have had to miss recess for running in the hall. RJ, if you had been better about following instructions, you would have thrown your gum away before you went to bed. Then you wouldn't have had gum in your hair right now. And you wouldn't have had to go to the principal's office for wearing a hat in school to hide the gum in your hair. If you had been better about following instructions, you would have had gotten a better grade. On your math paper, your friends wouldn't be mad at you, and you wouldn't have made such a big mess in the kitchen and used up all of our eggs, 12. The way I see it, if you had listened more carefully and followed instructions, you could have had a great day.
That is so true. So I took the gum out of my mouth, and then I went to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, my hair was gum-free. Mm-hmm. So I didn't need to wear a hat to school. I made it to the bus by 8:15. I didn't have to run in the hallway to get to class on time. My teacher was proud of me for following instructions, and I got a good grade on my math assignment because I did all the right problems. My friends cheered me on when I kicked a goal for our team. And when I got home from school, I even made pancakes. The right way was the right way. Today was the best day of my life ever. I guess my mom was right. Hearing and listening are just not the same. When I chose not to listen, I guess I'm to blame. Following instructions might not be too fun, but when I do it correctly, I get a lot done. P.S. Don't forget to take the gum out of your mouth and throw it away before you sleep.
I think that's a good tip.
I think that's a big P.S.
Wow. That was good. Don't you think?
Oh, yes. I learned so much. Because I almost one time went to bed with gum in my mouth.
And now you know what happens when you go to bed with gum in your mouth, boys and girls.
Exactly.
And I want to make sure that we tell some of the kids out there, don't go to bed with gum in your mouth. Anna, don't put gum in your mouth. Zion, I know you wouldn't do that. And also, Kendall, oh no, not at all. And we know Shauna doesn't even chew gum, so that would never happen to her.
Oh, yes, that is true. Speaking of gum, that thing that you need to take out of your mouth, how about something that you need to put in your mouth to get your teeth clean, like a toothbrush?
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. That's a good idea. And what a way to bridge that from talking about chewing gum to brushing your teeth.
Because you have to have clean teeth right before you go to bed. Yeah, and a clean body. So you have to take a bath, too. Don't forget to scrub, scrub, scrub.
Right, and you have to brush your teeth. You've got to make sure you go up and down and side to side, brushing them all the time. Then it's bath time. And that's when you get to bring your favorite toys.
I always bring my friend Rubber Ducky. But he's actually a real ducky, and he's not rubber.
So he gets a chance to quack at you when you're in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And I know that a little Tony, he brings his car and also a Spider-Man and Batman. He brings them all in the bathtub. I wonder if there's enough room for him to even take a bath.
I know. My friend, little Melina, brings a Dora doll.
A Dora doll? A Dora doll?
A Dora the Explorer doll.
Oh, so then she gets a chance to be clean, just like your friend.
Exactly.
And
but Alana, her sister, has to get bathed in a smaller one because she's only 12 weeks.
12 weeks? Oh, that's a small baby. A little baby. And that's one of the babies that sucks on a bottle.
That is true.
What
happens when you're all clean? What do you do after when you get out of the tub?
You get to put on your favorite PJs. And I know, boys and girls, you've probably already picked them out before you even got into the bathtub.
Oh, yes.
So once you come out of the bathtub and you have that nice and warm towel around you and you dry off, now you're so squeaky clean and you smell so good. And it's time, yes, it's time to read the next book.
Oh, so excited. Boys and girls, are you ready? Are you ready for story time?
I'm not sure.
Tony, are you ready? I know Kaylin just had a birthday. He's ready.
I'm not sure.
I think we forgot. Oh, did we clean out the water?
No, we didn't do that. And I think that if they don't bring water, if Nana doesn't bring that water, she doesn't give him that little snacks, he probably will say, Nana, I'm not ready to go to bed yet.
That's true. You have to do everything. Brush your teeth, wash your face, clean your body, and get your PJs on.
Check. And your slippers so that you can walk there and you won't slip. And you won't get your feet dirty because you just came out of bed. I'm sorry, out the bathtub.
Out the bathtub. Yes.
And guess what? I think you might have to take that special pillow. Now, Nana always fluffs that pillow up so that you can be able to fit your head on it just right, so that you can be able to hear the story. And I know that you've gotten a big hug from Nana. And I bet you that the little baby is probably in her Nana's lap, because that's such a perfect little lap. Nana's always know how to put the baby in just the right place. Are they on the back? Are they on their tummy?
That's very true. But sometimes I know there are boys and girls who don't feel like they're going to bed because they don't want to go to bed, because they'll feel like they'll miss out on what all the grown-ups do. So sometimes little boys and girls try to test their grandma or test their poppy and say, no, I don't want to go to bed. But they give in and understand that they need rest, like we talked about. The 12 to 18 hours, or even the 14 hours for the little babies, it's important to have rest. So, in my story, I'm talking about taking a test and not doing something that you may not want to do at first, but know in the end it's going to be good for you.
I wonder if they're sleepy yet. Are you sleepy yet, boys and girls out there?
I know you're trying to hold back. You're trying to test your own body. All right, boys and girls. Are you ready, Anjul, for the story?
Oh, I'm definitely ready. I'm definitely ready.
So this story is called Miss Malarkey Stories from Room 10 by Judy Finchler, illustrations by Kevin O'Malley. Now, boys and girls, you may have heard of Miss Malarkey because I have read another story about Miss Malarkey. She has many, many fun, enjoyable stories. And let's get into this new adventure. This is called Testing Miss Malarkey. Miss Malarkey is a good teacher. Usually she's really nice. A couple of weeks ago, she started acting a little weird. She started talking about the test, the instructional performance through understanding test. I think Miss Malarkey said it was called the IPTU test. But Miss Malarkey said the test wasn't that important. She said it wouldn't affect our report cards. It wouldn't mean extra homework, and if we didn't do well, we'd still go on to the next grade. At recess, we played Multiplication Mambo. Each class got a new CD-ROM called There's Something About Decimals. After lunch, we played Funny Phonics. Miss Malarkey said, "You never know what's going to be on the test." The closer we got to the test day, the weirder things got. When I brought the attendance sheet to the office, I heard Principal Wiggins yelling out about pencils. "This is a test. I want the good number 2 pencils, not the kind with the crumbly erasers, and I'm personally make sure they're all sharpened perfectly." The cafeteria lady, Mrs. Slopdown, took away the potato chips and served only fish. Fish is good brain food. Some of you should eat a whole fish. My food usually goes right to my stomach. In art, we each made posters about the test. Mrs. Magenta also showed us how to color in all of those little circles they put on tests. During gym, we didn't play baseball or even exercise. Mr. Fit Enough said we had to prepare our minds and our bodies for the test. We all learned something about meditating and about something called yoga. Like I said, things were getting pretty weird at school. I got to thinking the test was sort of important. Even my mom knew about the test. When she read me my bedtime story, I had to complete a ditto and give the main idea before I could go to sleep. Now, what is the theme? What is the character? What is the plot? Mom started making me eat a really big breakfast. For lunch, she packed me a Power Bar 2000. When I got to school, I traded Adam for a fat-free bran muffin. He traded Hannah for a baggie of carrot sticks. Hannah didn't want the power bar, so she asked her best friend, Meredith, if she would trade her for an apple. Somehow, someone must have wanted the apple, and I'm not sure what happened, but I had the power bar 2000 again. One night, Mom took me to a PTA meeting. A man was there talking about the test. He wasn't a teacher or a parent or even the principal, but whoever he was, he seemed to think the test was very important. So did the parents. My son is gifted. Is gifted in a variety of areas. Will this test hinder his Ivy League chances? Will the grade point average be reflected in the score? Should I be concerned about performance anxiety? How will the tax affect real estate prices? Oh, my goodness. What in the world are they talking about? The day of the test, the janitor, Mr. Shirley, closed off the whole hallway. You couldn't even walk down it unless you had a pass. You had to whisper. Miss Malarkey had to whisper the secret password to Miss Shirley before, Mr. Shirley, before she could go to the room 10. That morning, there were more teachers than kids waiting for the nurse. Miss Malarkey's job was to hand out the number 2 pencils and the scratch paper. She looked like she didn't even get enough sleep. Principal Wiggins was keeping the time. He couldn't even touch the cup until he waved the flag. When it was time to start, he waved the flag so hard, something happened to his hair. I think it came off. The test took forever. It took 2 whole days. My friend Carmine got in trouble for not using his scratch paper the right way. I thought his ninja warrior looked pretty good. Miss Malarkey caught Barry with his baseball card. Morgan got a stomachache and had to go to the nurse. The hall monitor gave her such a hard time. She got sick in the hall. When Miss Malarkey said to erase all your pencil marks, Janet erased her whole test. Principal Wiggins was in the room for a while, so when he had a stomachache and had to go to the nurse, I hope he didn't get sick in the hallway, too. After the test, everybody got prizes and had treats, and we got to get extra recess. Even Steven, who fell asleep 2 times during the test, Miss Malarkey looked wiped out, and she didn't even take the test. Here, here, Miss Malarkey, have my power bar. It's been a long time since we took that test. Things are back to normal. Principal Wiggins isn't yelling quite as much. The cafeteria lady started serving potato chips again. Mom's packing me good old peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And Miss Malarkey is letting her fingernails grow real long. I guess the test really wasn't that important at all. The end.
Wow, I could feel the excitement and the nerves that you have when you're taking the test.
Yes.
And how queasy you feel.
It is. That teacher has to prepare and help our students get ready.
Yes, definitely. And it was did such a good job because guess what, boys and girls? You take tests all through school.
That is true. Boys and girls, how many of you thought of your own teachers acting that same way, or your principals, or your parents?
I know you don't know how to respond. You don't know what to say. Does it get easier?
Well, the more that you take it, boys and girls, then it's like riding a bike. It becomes a little bit easier, and you get more comfortable.
And then, also, boys and girls, you learn how to relax. And I think one of the ways of learning how to relax is being prepared.
That is a huge key, preparation.
I wonder if some of the kids are sleepy yet. And there's a song that is so wonderful to play that if you're not sleepy and you don't quite know what signs that come about, maybe, Starfish, you know the song that tells exactly what you do when you get sleepy.
I think I know what it is. Yawning, Yawning, Yawning by Kangaroo Kids.
Kangaroo Kids.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, we'll just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I,
Christopher, I see you trying to shut your eyes. And Dante, even though Dante is older, Dante was singing at the Kennedy Center today, and I think he is probably extremely exhausted. Don't you think so, Starfish? I think Starfish thinks that too, because Dante would have been singing all week at the Kennedy Center.
And, I definitely, he is exhausted.
Oh, you know that he is, and he probably can't wait to relax.
Yeah.
And we're going to play another, we're going to actually not play yet, but I'm going to read another story before we get ready, because I think that some of you are just about to fall off to sleep. I know all the babies have done that, and I know, Star, that the baby that you were with this weekend, I know that she's already asleep because she's only 12 weeks old.
Oh, yes. Her bedtime is 7:30.
Well, she's already so fallen asleep. And her Nana, Marilyn, has already got her all nice and snuggly and put her in the bed. The night light is just a little bright. And she's already had her bottle and already dropped off to sleep. But you know, the best thing that happens too is when you go to school and you see your friends. And you even make new friends. And we talked about the dream that you might have and dream of being an actress. Eden, who is one of our youth co-hosts, talks about being an actress, and we also had Kendall saying that she likes to act too. Remember that, Starfish?
How can I forget those all-star girls? Yes. They want to, then they're just going to achieve their dreams because they have set goals.
You are so right. There was quite a few girls that wanted to do that and have very large dreams of being Supreme Court justices or being chemists or just, I think that no one just wanted to be just nothing.
I know. They all wanted to aspire to something great. And a common thing, theme that lived amongst all of them was the importance of preparation.
It certainly was. It certainly was. Well, I'm going to read another book called The Frog and Toad Together, because it's always good to have friends with you.
I can't wait.
No, me either. So let's see if we can find a little music for background to kind of set people, because right now we're trying to relax. Our body just needs so much relaxation and so much sleep, but sometimes it is so you fight it so hard to want to go to sleep and think of you not being involved with something. Now, I've got two little books to read. One is just a real short story, and one will be another little longer one than that. And this one is called The Frog and the Toad Together, and it's by Arnold LaBelle. Now, he won an award for this, for doing this book. It's called The Dream. Now, Toad was asleep, and he was having a dream. He was on the stage, and he was wearing a costume. Now, Toad looked out into the dark. Frog was sitting in the theater. That's his friend. A strange voice from far away said, "Presenting the greatest toad in all the world." Toad took a deep bow. Frog looked smaller as he shouted, "Hooray for the toad! Toad will now play the piano very well," said the strange voice. Toad played the piano, and he did not miss a note. "Frog," cried Toad, "can you play the piano like this?" "No," said Frog. It seemed to Toad that Frog was even smaller. "Toad will now walk on a high wire, and he will not fall down," said the voice. Toad walked on the high wire. "Frog," cried the toad, "can you do tricks like this?" "No," peeped the frog, who looked very, very small. "Toad will now dance, and he will be wonderful," said the voice. "Frog, can you be as wonderful as this?" said Toad as he danced all over the stage. There was no answer. Toad looked out into the theater. Frog was so small that he could not be seen or heard. "Frog," said Toad, "where are you?" There is still no answer. "Frog, what have I done?" cried Toad. Then the voice said, "The greatest toad will now..." screamed Toad, "Frog, Frog, where have you gone?" Toad was spinning in the dark. "Come back, Frog," he shouted. "I will be lonely." "I am right here," said Frog. Frog was standing near Toad's bed. "Wake up, Toad," he said. "Frog, is that really you?" said Toad. "Of course it is me," said Frog. "And are you your own right side?" asked Toad. "Yes, I think so," said Frog. Toad looked at the sunshine coming through the window. "Frog," he said, "I am so glad that you came over." "I always do," said Frog. Then Frog and Toad ate a big breakfast, And after that, they spent a fine, long day together. The end. And I think it's so much fun when you have your friend with you, when you're trying to play.
Everything's always fun when you have friends with you.
You don't feel lonely when you have a friend.
This is true, Aunt Jewel.
And Starfish, it's always good to have someone to talk to.
It's definitely always good to have a friend. And that reminds me of my favorite song of You Got a Friend. I can't wait to play that one.
Oh, well, I think we still have a little time to be able to hear Just Like a Star before we do that, because I think some of the boys and girls out there have already gone to sleep. And do you know who sings that song? That's your favorite song, Star?
That reminds me of the All-Stars that we have as co-hosts and me, Starfish.
You forgot about that song. And
Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across the night sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. I feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. This look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. I don't argue life.
like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You'll have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Good night, First Wave. Boys and girls and Star. Starfish.
Good night, Melina.
Oh, Melina, big sister Melina, and her grandparents, her nanny and Poppy, are so proud of both of their granddaughters. She's going to take care of her little sister, isn't she?
Yes, he is.
And, of course, there's still some friends that we have that are over on the West Coast, and it is still early for them. And we just want to be able to soon play a song for them in a little while, an Oscar Emmy winner. And, of course, Starfish, you had already had mentioned his song, but just wanted to say any little thing that you, any words of wisdom for the boys and girls that are now going to school, and the hours are shorter. It's not daylight as long as it was before.
Yes, it's getting darker earlier. The boys and girls, just be open to learning new things about new countries and learning about your history. Have great fun meeting new friends and really just have fun with your teachers.
Right, and making new friends. And certainly make sure that you accept their friendship. And if you see anyone that is being mean to someone, just stand up and be a friend with the other person. And go tell the teacher if it gets too bad.
Because
you need a friend. Everyone needs a friend.
Everyone needs a friend, including Randy Newman.
And I want everyone to get a deep breath. Breathe it all in. Now it's okay to let it out. Now smile. Because when you smile, you've got a friend.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna speak as I can't done me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good night, boys and girls, and thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, having Grandma and Nana and Grandpa and moms and dads and aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers, we know that you're fast asleep. And those of you on the West Coast, you're probably falling asleep even though it's not time. But you'll be fresh and energized for tomorrow, and you'll feel really good because you spent the time with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hour and Starfish. And I
thank
just
you very much.
And Starfish, you have anything to say?
Thank you, boys and girls. And now you're off to wonderful dreamland.
That's a wonderful place to be. That's one of the best places to be.
Yes, it is, Aunt Jewel.
So remember that we look forward to seeing you again next week. And thank you for joining us. And we were thrilled that you joined us even last week. Tell all your friends and your mamas and dads. For this is the radio show that is brought to you by Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Good night.
Good night, boys and girls. Good night, Jaden. Good night, Kaylin. Good night, Kaylin.
And little Tony and Duncan and Casey and Ashley.
Good night, y'all.
And good night, Shauna and Tina and Shell and Aaron. Did we forget anyone else?
Good night, Butterfly.
And
good night,
Colette.
Randy.
Right. And Colette. Grandma Colette. And, of course, we'll be having a birthday for Grandpa Roberts.
Yes, we will.
And we certainly can't forget Taya and also who came to visit us from Detroit.
Miss Corinne.
Yes, Corinne. Corinne can read so well and just love to read and love to fool people. So they didn't think that she could read that well because she was 7 years old, but she reads really well. So, Corinne, keep reading those books. And now
night,
it's 8:30. Good night.